Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Shoga.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing, man?
Fine, thanks. And how are you?
Doing very well, man. I'm happy the Sabbath is just almost at a doorstep.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you're good. Your day has been good and been well spent.
My day has been a bit hectic, but it's wonderful, especially that we are getting into the Sabbath now.
Yes, man. Yes, man. No day like that, I must say. Now, let's get to the conclusion of the whole matter, talking about stewardship. And why don't I talk to, if you could speak to us about gratitude as a basis for good stewardship.
Sure. When you read Romans chapter 1, and God is talking about the problem of the whole world, God seems to suggest that the reason why human beings fall into sin and they worship created things instead of a creator is because they didn't acknowledge God as God and were not grateful in their hearts. If you know, at the heart of sin is an element of rebellion against God, of being angry against God. And the opposite is what draws us to God, when we feel loving and grateful for the gift of life and everything that God provides. It changes the perspective of life completely.
Now, when we return a faithful tithe and offering, is it correct? Is it right to expect more from God? Does he essentially owe us because we've returned the tithe? Especially considering that we are told that he will then pour out a blessing that will not even be able to handle.
I have a problem with that kind of thinking on multiple levels.
Yes, please. Tell me about it.
It's true. God says if we do this, he's going to bless us. And I think God is right in saying that, to say, I will bless obedience. I will bless someone for following instructions. Because any father would be happy and would look for everything that they will do for a child who does well. But our motivation for what we do towards God should not be transactional, to say, I do this for you and you do this for me. Firstly, that logic is flawed from the onset. There is no way human beings can be transactional with God, because what God does for us is much, much more than what we can be able to do back to him. But another level where I have a problem with that kind of thinking is, remember, when we return tithe, we are returning tithe because God has already blessed us. And the other day when David was giving an offering, he says, what we have given is only from what God has already given. So what would then make us do a transaction with God when he owns the whole world? He owns us. Even that which we are giving to him already belongs to him. But then gratitude for God allowing us to participate in this is the right motivation. The blessings come naturally, because any father will be happy and will respond positively to a child who does well.
Yeah. Not that the child must then say, you do this, I did this, you do this.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know the challenge with that also is, that's a problem with us and our sinfulness. We want to be manipulative and controlling. And if we now give our tithe so that God will bless us, we are now using that as a power play in our relationship with God, which is wrong, so much that as we approach God, we are no longer approaching God for God, but we are approaching him for what he can give us. And we return tithe so that we can get something in return. The motivation becomes totally wrong, selfish and self-centered, which is against stewardship, if you were following what we were discussing from Wednesday.
Now, is it irresponsible to return the tithe to a church, or conference that I believe is not operating under biblical principles? Can I choose to return the tithe to an independent ministry, for instance, that I believe this one here is spirit-led?
So your question applies to an Adventist context.
Yes, of course.
Where we have the main organization, the worldwide church. And then we also have other people who have decided that because of one reason or another, they want to stand on their own as an independent ministry. But what they teach, what they preach, they still believe is the Adventist message. I think that question, if it were to be asked to me, it's a question between working with an organization to fulfill the commission or working with an individual. That's where the decision is supposed to be. I believe God has used organizations from the onset. He called the children of Israel to Canaan, and he used this organization, which was not perfect, to fulfill his will on earth. So this challenge of the church is not doing exactly what it ought to do, it's not a new thing at all. There were times, even as God worked with Israel, that things didn't go well. But God uses those human organizations, because imagine, if I were to do something as an individual, my impact is limited to the small space that I cover. But the church, the organization that God sets up, is a global thing that has a global reach and global impact. I don't believe it is possible for individuals to be able to accomplish the same work that the global church can do. This is why it is very, very important to continue to support the organization we believe that God has set up for the preaching of the gospel. It's not going to be perfect every time, because it's God's work in human hands. But we don't have to fear, because it didn't start today. Even in the past, we have instances in the Bible where God's institution was not perfect, but God continues to draw them in and work with them to fulfill his mission and purpose on earth.
That's a fantastic one. Now, I've got a follow-up question to the previous question that I asked you. You know, where I asked you if we return a faithful tithe and offering, is it correct to expect more from God? I mean, because does he owe us? That's what I asked you. And the follow-up to that question from online, and by the way, any one of you who has a follow-up, please do so as this listener. The question says, but it's not us. It is he who said, test me in this. So what do we say then that to Pastor?
Maybe if we had time, we would even get into the context of what led to that statement being made by God. God was not talking to people who were repentant. He wasn't talking to people who were in a good relationship with him. He was talking to people who were rebelling against him. If you read Malachi chapter 3, from verse 6 going downwards, that's when you will hear God is actually saying, return to me so that I can return to you, because from the days of your fathers, you've continued to rebel against me. So this is a call that is being made to people who have wandered.
Pastor? Pastor? He says it's a call made specifically to people who have wandered away and being rebellious. 22 after the hour, 4 o'clock. I hope you have been responded to there. So which means that if it's if the call is to people who are rebellious, then to know who are not rebellious, most, we should not worry about this tithe thing, Pastor?
Sorry, I lost a bit of the network for a few seconds. Could you repeat the question?
I see. I'm saying you're stating it nicely, that to say that statement there was, you know, specifically to people who were rebellious, you know, who were not playing by the book, not so?
Yeah. So they had wandered far away, and God invites them in a sense to say, your life will be better with me than without me, which is true. Anyone, even up to today, anyone who comes to God can expect that things are going to be better than they were when they were not with God. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a financial blessing or it's a material thing. God blesses us in multiple ways. And then we need to be open to that fact that coming to God makes life better. But we come to God because we want God. We come for him. We do not do it as a transaction, like we are buying something from the shop so that we would want to buy blessings using our tithe. That motivation is what I'm saying is wrong. But to say if someone partners with God and cooperates with God in their life, definitely it's a plus. They're going to do well. So mm-hmm. that scripture is good.
So basically, if I'm testing you, mm-hmm. and you say, test me, then I test. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm going to have an expectation because I'm testing you. He says, well, test him. So he says, test me in this. So I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. let me test him. Let me return the 10th. And then mm-hmm. I want to see. I want to see mm-hmm. something. So I'm going to return mm-hmm. the 10th. Let me see something.
Uh-huh. And so to that person who had wandered far away from God and is coming back, I think those are the baby steps they are taking to come back to God. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. definitely God confirms. But as we grow in our faith and our relationship with God should not be transactional.
True. I think that's a powerful point that you've made here. Our relationship with God truly should not be transactional. Pastor, I'm going to let you go, but what are your final thoughts and remarks on this subject? We started earlier in the week, and we are now concluding. What are your remarks, maybe things that you want to emphasize, or final remarks?
I just want to say, I hope all our listeners will realize that stewardship is an area where we can experience the power of God in our lives. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If we allow God to be in charge of how we live our day-to-day lives, mm-hmm. in charge of how we deal with our finances, mm-hmm. how we work, you see, we are inviting God into all these aspects and accepting his lordship there. Mm-hmm. We will experience his power, just like what we were talking about in Malachi. Mm. And our relationship with God will continue to grow as we see and experience his power. So I'm challenging all our listeners to embrace stewardship, to try it, like God invites us to test and see. And as we see him working in our lives, we grow in our relationship. But I want to underline that by saying, as we test God, we are testing him because we are coming from an experience where we were not walking with him. So we want to compare the difference between when we are now walking with him mm-hmm. and when we were not walking with him. Not that we are getting into a transactional relationship where we are buying blessings from God with our tithes and offerings. Hmm. But I'm inviting everyone to try to be a faithful steward and experience the mighty power of God in their life.
Yeah, a beautiful one. Pastor, thank you so much. I don't want to get into the storehouse discussion because that's another one that is going to take us another long while.
We need to save that for another day.
Exactly. But I must thank you so much for coming through. Have a blessed preparation day and, of course, a fantastic Sabbath ahead.
Thank you very much.
Lovely. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.